Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Riffing episode, episode number 11. And here's Ellie Cheer.
Hi.
Ellie, you gotta wave louder. They can't hear you.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today, Ellie?
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi. You're not high.
Hi.
You're high on cookies and sugar, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And donuts.
Would you like to explain to the people what riffing is for the first
time? So you get a word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second time.
This is the second episode, yes.
You pick a word, and then you talk about what it reminds you of. And then if you keep talking about it more, then you might not get to the next word. You might only get through one word, one and a half words.
Which is true, because we only covered two words last time, and it really made it really interesting.
Yeah, we were talking about scream.
In graveyards?
No, the word was scream.
The word was scream. Then it went to a graveyard.
And then it went all the way to graveyards to orange trees.
And then it kind of did a 180 degrees and came back the other direction.
Yes.
But shall we get to the first word that we got here?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the first word, wizard.
Wizard reminds me of when I went to my friend's house to watch Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that friend's house is the one that is voting with my Canada family right now.
Canada? Keep going. I just like the way you said Canada.
Canada.
Okay.
Remember I told you they have a party and they want a boat?
Yes.
Today, because today's today's Canada Day.
Mm-hmm.
That people that I went to see the Harry Potter with,
yeah.
They are on, that's the girl that works for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kim Gleiss, and Haley Gleiss is a little girl.
Yeah.
Not really little, she's like 2 grades younger than me. But I still play with her, and I actually saw her yesterday. And we went into this back bathroom, which is kind of big.
Yes.
They use it as a storage room at my mom's work because it's broken. Like, uh-huh. The toilet doesn't work. So you use it as a little storage room. So we kind of cleaned it up. We put a table and some chairs in there, and we made it a house.
So
we sat in there the whole day.
So that's you. All that comes from the word wizard.
Yep. We sat from going from Harry Potter to sitting in the bathroom the whole day.
Well,
coloring and building paper boys out of toilet paper.
When I think of wizard, I mean, I think of the Harry Potter thing, but I also think of the Gandalf from the Hobbit movies. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But not the movie theater version of the Hobbit, but the animated cartoon version of the Hobbit. Because it was the first time I ever saw, there's the war scene where the soldiers and the fighters and the orcs and the elves and all these other creatures are running. And it's cartoon, but what it is, it's real people that they filmed first and they animated over it.
All right.
And I remember that being one of my very first interest in animation because they have the people filmed running and then they have the cartoon animated over it, which I thought was really kind of cool for a bit of technology.
Look, Sadie's back.
Boo Boo, you're back.
Yep.
You ready for the next word, Grandma?
Yep.
Next word is called Queen. Q-U-E-E-N. Queen.
The song Killer Queen.
Queen Killer?
No, it's called Killer. She's a killer queen.
Mm-hmm.
It was in my recital.
She's a queen, killer, queen, or something like
that. Killer Queen is what it's called.
I thought it was Queen Killer.
No.
But do you know...
Our song from the dance recital is called Killer Queen.
But, okay. So, but
she's a killer.
Sing it.
I don't know the words. That's all.
All right, hum it.
Because it's not my song. I only know...
Remember what... Sing for me what you can remember.
She's a killer queen.
She's a queen, killer, queen. We got something
no,
to...
No, she's a killer queen. That's all I remember.
Well, it makes me think... Okay, there's the group called Queen that was fronted by Freddie Mercury from England. He died in 1991, I think it was. And Queen has continued as a group with, I can't remember the name, Roger May and John Deacon, I think is his name. And they've had Adam Lambert. They've had Paul Rogers as lead singers for them. So they are still out there touring and going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Plus, Queen also had the song Bohemian Rhapsody, which was in the movie Wayne's World, which is probably one of my most favorite movies of all times.
Because it's your name?
It could be in another universe.
No.
Yes. But the beginning of the bubble, where they're driving the Mirthmobile. Do you ever see Wayne's World?
No.
You should, because it's very educational.
No, because it's about education and it's Wayne. You! WC Chronicles.
I don't think it's about me, but it could be. Because Wayne, in the movie, Wayne is running his own TV show from a cable.
Nobody cares what
channel.
You're doing, Wayne. We don't care about your TV show.
Yes, Ellie Cheer.
I'm already
I know.
On this podcast.
You're on the third word. Do you want the third word now?
Yes.
All right. Third word is, I'm going to give you a really, okay, Amber.
The girl, Amber. From my mom's work.
Yeah.
She has red hair.
What else do you think?
And the girl named Autumn, a sixth grader, and I'm an eighth grader, now I am. She's going to seventh grade. I was her student aide.
You're a smart alligator.
I don't know. I'm her student aide.
No, I said you're a smart alligator.
What?
You're a smart alligator.
Okay.
It's something I heard Grandma Matata say earlier. She was on a kick about something about crocodile mooses or something. Well, do you know what I think of when I think of Amber? Okay, Jurassic. The new.
I'm in accelerated science.
You're in accelerated science.
No, I'm going to be.
You're going to be.
Because I'm a student for sixth grade science, and then I have science right across from the hall.
So you're saying you're ahead of the learning curve.
Yes.
So that puts you ahead of the podcast
curve.
Because
I do student aid.
Uh huh.
For sixth grade science.
Right.
And then that's first period. Then second period, I have seventh grade science.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like my class. But the first one, I'm just student aid. Like I help teacher, but I also relearn things because I'm like sitting in the room and I hear stuff
right
that they're teaching, so it helped me with my class. So now I'm in accelerated science for eighth grade.
Okay.
And I get an iPad. They give you iPads if you're in accelerated
class. That's what I envy. I wish I had the iPad thing back when I was in school, because it would have made learning and research so much easier.
Yeah, you do your work on iPad because you can research your work
and
you do more projects
and you can learn stuff immediately.
Since like you learn ahead more, mm-hmm. since we do things faster,
right.
I asked my teacher, because I had a substitute. I had one of the eighth grade teachers for my seventh grade class. I had one of the accelerated science teachers as a substitute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I asked him, what do you do in the class? And he said, you do mostly a lot of projects. So mm-hmm. I like projects. So.
Well, okay, if you like science, you can appreciate what I got to say about the word Amber. Okay? From the first movie, Jurassic Park, they based it on the theory that there was this amber, this tar that would be melted down.
You mean an ember?
Amber. The amber, the rock.
And
then the mosquitoes from, 65 million years ago would get stuck in the wake up. The mosquitoes were stuck in the amber. They stick a needle into this mosquito's belly.
Cockroaches.
And cockroaches and pull out dinosaur DNA, because the mosquito would, bite the dinosaur. They could get the dinosaur DNA out of there, and therefore that's how they made Jurassic Park, as the story goes.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows that it's absolutely not true. Right? Right.
Sure.
Sure. Have you seen Jurassic Park yet?
No.
Or Jurassic World, whatever this version
no,
is.
No, but I've seen, that's like a big movie, but I've seen the first movies.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's in the first
Or are you movie. Just saying yeah because you just want to say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, but I've seen the first movies.
Okay. Ready for the next word?
Jurassic World is really new, but it's not one of the first movies.
That's right. Jurassic World is number 4 in the series.
Yeah, I've seen some of the first ones.
So, you ready for the next word?
Sure.
Drill.
A school drill.
A school drill? What kind of school drill? Tell me about that.
Fire drill.
Tell me about that.
If I'm in history class, we have to go out the side of the school.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the outside of the gate. We have to go all the way around because our field is, if you go around it
mm-hmm.
once, it's a whole mile. But my elementary school, if you had to go 4 times around the yard
right.
for a 4 mile because it's smaller. So we had to go all the way halfway around that. We had to walk halfway around it. Go in through the fence because the fence opens up.
Yeah.
Like those little school door things and the fences. And we had a lineup, and there's numbers of your classroom on the gate, and you have to find it. We have to stand there.
When was the last time you had the fire? Is this a fire drill?
The last week of school.
And what time of day do they have it?
Mostly do it in third period, because they look at which teachers have break.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at what certain classes they don't want to interrupt.
Right.
But the whole school, like, the whole school does that.
Okay. Drill makes me think of, this is something my dad did one time. He's down in the workshop, he's working at the tool workbench, he's got the drill and the drill bit in there, and he's drilling a piece of wood. And for some reason, he didn't move his finger out of the way, and he ends up drilling right into the middle of his index finger.
Did he go through his finger?
Didn't go through his finger, but it started to bleed a little bit, not real bad. But he just thought that was so funny that he forgot to move his finger when he started drilling. He comes upstairs and he goes to me and my mom and my brothers. He goes, hey, look, is that a little pool of blood right there? Hey, look what I did. Guess what I did? And like, what did you do? I drilled my finger. I didn't move my finger out of the way in time.
But your brother?
My dad. This is just the weird family that I come from.
That's probably why I'm weird.
Yeah.
Wait, I know why they picked third period. Because
why did they pick third period?
Sixth graders have lunch after third period.
Yeah.
And then seventh graders have it after fourth. Then eighth graders have it after fifth, and then they have sixth period, and then they go home.
And then everybody gets an iPod. Pad.
iPad. Only if you're in eighth grade.
Only.
And you're in an accelerated math, English, or science.
Okay.
And I'm in science.
Science. Science is one of your excelling favorites.
Well, because I like my teacher, so yeah, I like.
That's always a good thing, is to have a good teacher.
Yep. The whole class called her the queen and called me the princess because she let me do everything I want. She excused me from warm-ups just to go down and mail stuff.
But then you were probably doing a lot of the work too, right? You were doing all the work in
the
class.
Well, it's because sometimes when I was for student aid for sixth graders, since it's a seventh grade class, but it's in the sixth grade hallway because she teaches seventh and sixth graders. So I had to go, so my class was in the sixth grade hallway, right across from my student aid class.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take a lot of science classes because then I also, during first period, while I'm helping the sixth graders, if I'm not doing anything in there one day, I'll go ahead and go help my science teacher's first period class because I have her second period. So I would help her in there, and I would hear what we're learning for the day, so I would kind of write it down. So then when I go into my class, the next class, I kind of already know what we're doing. So then I kind of already got it finished the first period, so
right.
I get to go, like, mail her stuff. Or, because she's going to be a health teacher next year, so I got to
a health teacher?
Health teacher.
Health teacher.
So,
a health teacher.
A health teacher for eighth graders.
Uh-huh.
So, I kind of help her pack while everyone else is doing their work while I already did my work.
Okay.
So that's why I learn so fast, because I already know everything.
You learn fast and you talk fast.
Because I do 2 seventh grade maths, 2 science, and 1 accelerated. No, and 1 student aid sixth grade science.
All right, what do you think's better, geology or astronomy?
I don't know what those are, but okay. Well, no, astronomy is space.
Yeah.
And geology, I can't say.
Geology is rocks.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not in school.
Which one do you put higher?
Space. That one was easier. The minerals and rocks, that one was the hardest one for me because I'm not good with all those hard, weird names for rocks.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, but space was the funnest. I actually have a project sitting on my counter right now.
Yeah.
I had to do Pluto. So on the back, just for fun, I went and printed out Pluto for Mickey Mouse, the little dog, and I put him on the back.
Because I like astronomy, space, and I also like geology.
I like astronomy better.
So about 2 years ago, I went down to Meteor Crater down in Arizona.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I also learned about tectonic plates.
Me first, my turn now. Then we'll go to tectonic plates. Have you ever heard of the Meteor Crater down in Arizona?
Yeah, the big, huge one.
Yes, it's where the bus-sized meteor crashed into the Earth like 50,000 years ago. Maybe I got the math wrong about that. And basically blew up and killed everything within a 100-mile radius. So, you're not supposed to go. You can take the tour down. They don't take you down into the crater, but you get to tour out around the rim of it. And from what I understand, when the crater blew up, which is made of metal, okay, boom, this rock came, 9 million miles from the outside of Mars, between Mars and Jupiter. That's how it traveled here 50,000 years ago. Blew into a million pieces. They say you're not supposed to take pieces of it or go looking for it. But nearby, there's a rest stop. After you get about 8 miles away from the museum and all this stuff,
So that you don't take stuff?
Right. But yeah. I was on public land. People get weird about that when you're on private land looking for meteors and stuff, arrowheads or something. I decided I got a stick or a metal rod. I tied a magnet onto it, and I went out on public land, and I actually found little pieces of the actual meteor because it's magnetic. It sticks to the magnet.
It exploded so much.
Exactly. I will bring you one and show it to you if you want to see it.
Can I have a piece?
You can have a piece. But I need a nod of the head that, yes, I'd like to see the pieces.
Yes.
Okay, next.
And I would like to have a tiny one.
You can have a tiny one. Next riffing episode, I will bring that and I will show it to you, okay? Now, tectonic plates, you were saying.
I learned about tectonic plates in science. And there's a convergent, divergent, and something else that I don't remember because we didn't learn about that one.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways of how the plate moves. They can move in or, like, okay, pretend like this. They can move in to each other and one just slightly goes on top.
Mm-hmm.
They can go, like, side to side.
Right. That's correct.
Or they can move, I don't remember what the other one was. Oh, they can move apart.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because a few days ago, I watched it was about tectonic plates and how they affect tsunamis in the ocean.
Moving slow.
Right.
It's, like, really fast, so it's, like, because it's pushing, and then it goes super fast.
Exactly. Your hand is representing as one side of the plate.
Like they're pushing together and then they just break.
Exactly. It's like a sliced cut view is what they showed. And it's go down like that.
Really fast. So if it's on land, it all that like
the energy has got to go somewhere.
It goes up and then it causes an earthquake. And then since it's like pretend it's clear over here. And it has an earthquake, but it also has an effect somewhere else.
Yes.
Far away. It gives them a little bit, what's it called? I don't know what it's called. It gives them a little shake, but not too much.
A little earthquake. Like the earthquake.
There's a name for it, but
the Richter scale. Mm-hmm. The Richter scale was a 9.3 earthquake down in this trench that caused that tsunami
on
Thailand.
As the energy's going up, a little bit of it gets a place nearby, but not... Mm-hmm. Too nearby, like you can't walk through it to like try.
Yep, and that first wave comes in, and then about 15 minutes later, another hit comes in, and about another 15 minutes, like three big hit waves come in and just destroy everything.
Yeah, and the earthquake can make another place have a new earthquake. So yeah, that's what tectonic plates do.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
No. Well, yeah, but I didn't feel it.
Tell us about it.
I was at my friend's house. The same friend's house that is on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I go there a lot.
And was it a
mild
earthquake?
She lives kind of far away, but it was mainly in this part of Nevada. And so I was supposed to feel it, but my mom said that she felt it, like some things were moving. But I guess I was swimming, so I didn't feel it at all.
You wouldn't have felt it if you were swimming, no.
No, I was on a really high diving board.
No, you wouldn't have felt that. But I was in an earthquake. It was in Mount
Angel. And I came home and she said, did you guys feel like earthquake? I was like, no.
No, what was it called?
I didn't even see it.
It was late at night. It was the Mount Angel earthquake in Oregon. Mount Angel was the epicenter. And it was like 2 o'clock. I was working a night job. And I was working in a warehouse. And I was, it started to shake. You could feel it start to shake. And then it starts getting like that. And I remember I had a job working at a printing plant, and I was driving a forklift, and it was the weirdest thing because I looked down at the ground, and it looked like this is solid cement, okay? And the ground starts to move like Jell-O. I'm serious. That was my thought. It looks like it's moving like Jell-O. Oh, hell.
You step in it and you just fall.
That's what the thought is. But the building is starting to shake. It lasted about 45 seconds, I want to say. And everybody just ran the hell out of the building.
45 seconds for another 3 years, actually pretty long.
It was long. And I mean, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody just...
For you to notice it, that's long for you to notice it. If it was like 2 seconds, like, that you probably didn't notice.
Yeah, it wasn't real violent shaking or anything. Not like a 9... It ended up being like a 5.5 on the Richter scale. But it was enough to scare us and get out of the building. That was like one of three earthquakes that I've been in that I remember. The other ones were like just like little tiny mild ones, not that bad. Yeah, like in Jurassic Park when they got the cup of water there, and the dinosaurs boom, boom.
Yeah, like everything's shaking.
Yeah, and then you see the water go doo, doo. do like that.
The thing I don't understand is how do they not like break the ground? And they're like, how does the ground not break? Or I don't understand. Like every, like if they step on grass, the grass is perfectly standing up.
Well, the same way.
Everything is ruined.
The same way why when we walk, our foot's down, our foot has pressure distributed over that area.
Yeah, but
so see,
in movies.
See, I have my hand there. I put the piece of paper there. I put it there. The squeezing of it is distributed all over the place, just not in one spot. Now, if I use just my finger like that, that's going to cause the paper to fold up like that, and it would fall on the ground.
Fly.
So see,
yeah, but when they walk, how come the ground doesn't get all broken? Like, they're so heavy, don't they?
That's
like,
the earth.
Don't they like
the Earth's crust just can
hold
them?
Doesn't it just go down a little bit?
Well, they leave footprints.
Not all the time.
Not all the
if
time.
If it's like in wet dirt, but if it's in like super dry,
yeah.
They should at least crack it.
Now that's a neat thing to study, is the oldest dinosaur footprints that they've come across.
Yeah, haven't they dried up and it rained and then mud came over and it rained? Like, I don't understand.
The footprints they discovered, I don't know, I'd have to look this up. They discovered it, but it was, I'm not sure where it is, but it was like in a riverbed. Dinosaurs were walking through there and then a volcano blew up and then ash came down and put this like sediment layer over them, protected them. And then more ash, it's something that, tell you what, you study it next week and then you can enlighten us with it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's also reminding me, this stuff still exists, but there's more of it. Like, it's not rare, but I mean, it's in a certain place, I don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But you could find a lot in like grasslands where dinosaurs were. Like there was grasslands where dinosaurs were. There was some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's this black tar stuff that like it was like a black.
Are you talking about pond. The La Brea tar pits down in Los Angeles?
I think so. And there was some dinosaurs. And what they would do is they walk in, they would get stuck in it,
yep.
And they would sink, and then it would soon dry up, and then you would find them at the bottom.
That's exactly.
Like 1,000 of dinosaurs would be at the bottom.
That's exactly. They.
Because they came.
It's called the La Brea Tar Pits. There's a museum. It's actually down in Los Angeles.
Yep. And I learned about it in science.
They got. They've pulled out saber-toothed tigers, all kinds of different creatures from 2,000 years ago.
There's a lot in there because they can't escape. But
mm-hmm.
It's possible for you to escape volcanoes, but that you can't. I mean. It might be possible, but it'll be super hard.
One animal gets stuck in the tar. And then
the rest follow.
Well, yeah, another animal think, oh, I got me some dinner. I'm going to eat you. Well, then he gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then just this chain reaction.
And then their
reaction.
Family is going with them, so there's even more.
Mm-hmm. And the more you get in that tar, the more you struggle to try to get out, the more you start to sink. Faster and faster.
Yeah, but also if you just stand there, you'll just go.
I think you are right, but I'm not going to go dip myself into a tar pit to find
out. Actually, you could stand there and it might like hold you there. But if you move, you're kind of moving it out of the way so you can go down. So, yeah. Maybe
because you're kicking, so you're making
it loose on the bottom so you can go down.
Yeah, the more you move around, the more it's going to pull you down.
It loosens.
Yeah.
Like pretend there's rocks underneath you. If you're kicking to get out, you're
mm-hmm.
kicking the rocks out of the way, and then you're just going down.
Right.
Like those jumpy things at Kid Zone. Not Kid Zone.
The ball
jump
pit.
Jump zone thing, yeah.
The ball pit.
Like if you're in there, if you kick down, like trying to get out, you're just kicking the balls out of the way,
yeah.
So you're falling down.
If you can lower yourself onto that, it's a good example.
That's
if you
why they
lower
have
yourself
a rope,
onto
so you
that,
clear yourself out.
You can distribute, you could lay down on those balls in that ball pit and distribute your weight over it and not sink. But once you start to move and adjust it, you're going to sink down.
Yeah, but that's why when we jump into there, they tied a rope
mm-hmm.
that goes through the middle, well, on the side, because you can't jump.
How deep is it? Because I'm not what you call
I
a frequent
no idea,
visitor of ball pits.
But I want to go in there.
Okay, hold on. We're going to change batteries, okay? All right, we're almost done here with the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, episode number 11.
I got it.
And this is the list that we have from the random word generator. And I'm going to let Ellie pick what it was.
The word is forecast.
Forecast. What do you think of forecast?
It reminds me of the guy on the news. He had forecast guy. That's funny. He's bald.
Yeah. Is this a local news station guy or something?
No, it was on America's Home Funniest Videos.
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah. No, it was on TV Top, True Top Funny, something like that.
Okay.
True TV Top Funniest, yeah. And he was bald, and so he didn't know it was his turn to do the forecast.
Yeah.
So they signed the thing over to him.
To him.
And there's people putting makeup on his head. And then he looks at the screen, and then he looks back. Like, he looks at the camera, and he looks back. Yeah. They keep putting powder on his head.
To get the shine down off his bald head.
Yeah, and he was, like, putting makeup on them, and then they started, like, something on his lips, and they were, like, putting makeup on him and stuff, and I was like, what the heck? And then he looks over, and he was like, oh, he grabs the microphone, he starts talking, and they're still putting makeup on him while he's talking. I guess they didn't know he was,
Do you think they did that on purpose, or just to...
I don't know, maybe he didn't get, like, the cue, like, he has a thing in his ear, like, talk, and you heard them talking, but
the earpiece.
Yeah, I guess they thought it was a practice, because the people were still putting makeup on him as he was talking, for the forecast.
Because if you say forecast, and they, you know, the weathermen, they do that thing with it, what used to be a blue screen, instead of green screen. And I remember I got to go down to...
Can't it be any color?
It probably could, but for some reason they keep those colors, that right in that zone. But before they...
Every time you wear green, you don't see it.
Well, before they started to make it green, it was blue. But I remember I got to go down and visit the weatherman in Portland, or at KGW in Portland. A guy named Jim Little. Got to go down to the news station, down on the floor and everything, and I got to go stand in front of the blue screen. And I had this red and blue striped shirt on. I was probably about your age.
So you only saw...
It was really weird, because the blue didn't quite match the blue for the screen, and so it looked like I had this zebra thing going on. I was missing parts of my body across my torso.
So you had red, and then you could see through your body, then red.
It was really weird. Have you ever been on green screen or blue screen?
But my school had a green screen
in
this little room that they now use as the counselor's office.
Yeah.
Window next door is it. The whole room is green, and the librarian, like, she's good at videos and stuff.
Yeah.
She, every day we had a morning announcement. It was live.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a guy who wore a green, dark green shirt, any type of green works for that screen. I don't know why, but not like these greens. Those don't work.
Something in that hue of that green, like the plants behind your head.
Yeah, it was like that.
It could be light or a little darker, but it's in that zone.
Yeah, and so he was wearing that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a floating head and a neck.
Just a floating head and a neck.
Talking.
The talking head.
And with hands laying on the table.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it would just be a table, a green screen, and the camera. That's it.
I like
and they
that.
Would have words underneath the camera for them to see.
Now, I don't know if they have them available yet, but from what I understand, they're either coming, or they're out, or they're still testing them, that there's apps that they're making that you can download to do green screen effects on your phone for videotaping.
I have something kind of like that. Not like green screen, though.
Well, I don't quite understand how it works, but there's something with the apps and the phone that's going to make it that you can actually play with, you know, a big technology thing. Instead of a green screen, you can have a white wall to use. And you can put something white on and blend in and do that floating head thing. I will look into that, and if that's something that exists, we will make some funny commercials for it. Sound like an idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we're at the end of this riffing episode, Ellie. Cheer. They can't hear you. You gotta speak louder. They can't hear you nod. We covered everything.
The people in the camera that are watching me.
In the microphone. And this has been Shiny Squirrel Podcast number 11.